As Christine said, when we take up the offering, it's a pretty quiet, rather private affair. No one can see what you've put in, and I personally think that's a good thing. In the story of Jesus and the widow, their form of offering was somewhat different. The temple or the treasury in the temple was probably a room in one of the porticos of the court of women, where 13 trumpet-shaped receptacles were provided. And these receptacles were supervised by priests. And the donor had to declare the sum he or she was offering and the special ritual purpose for which it was intended. So you can imagine what that must have been like. Would you like to do that here? No. The 2 copper coins were worth less than, one lepton was about 0.5 cents. It was the smallest Jewish coin in circulation. And as Colin said, in the grand scheme of things, it meant very little in terms of what it may have bought. But Jesus, when he saw the woman, a poor widow, became excited and gathered his disciples to tell them that the poor widow had put in more than all the rest of the people. And so we have to ask the question, why did he say that? Well, Jesus gave them the answer. He said, because the rich contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything she had, all she had to live on. In other words, it was fairly easy for the rich to give because they had much. But for the woman, it was a real sacrifice. The word for poor that Luke used in his gospel, although we've read Mark, was a somewhat rare one. It suggests one who was not only a widow and poor, but one who had to labor hard for a living. And so the line might have read, a certain widow worn with toil and very poor. Now, this particular story has sometimes been understood as one in which Jesus was kind of having a go at the rich. In other words, he was always against the rich and always for the poor. But I believe there's something else that we need to take note of in this story. And that is the issue of integrity. In fact, I believe that's what Jesus marveled at as he watched her dropping her 2 small coins into the receptacle. What do I mean by this? While the woman may have been a widow, she may have been poor, she may have been worn out by the fact that she had to labor hard to eke out an existence. She may have even been considered a worthless nothing by those who had everything money could buy. But friends, she knew herself, and she knew what mattered, that what went on in her heart and her mind and her soul, the things that only she and God could see and know about, far outweighed the value of what was dropped into the offering receptacles. The giving came from the heart, and her heart was generous. She knew that God knew where she was coming from, even if she was looked down upon by those who were privileged. And that's what mattered. And thus, when Jesus saw her and marveled at the woman, as one commentator wrote, deep whispered to deep. Jesus saw her and knew that she understood that she had got it right, that what he had witnessed in her was no common thing. And I think integrity and authenticity are things that most people yearn for, but often we look for them in the wrong places because we think they are born by external things like what we can accumulate and what others think of us. And it starts at a young age. Our teenagers want to be different. They want to plow their own furrow. But because they believe and are often taught that validation and authenticity and integrity are found in the things that we can gather or are bestowed on us by other people, more often than not, they kind of end up looking the same. It's a simple proof of what they are learning and how they think, but it isn't helpful because authenticity and integrity are things that don't come from the outside, they come from within. Having a peace within us that only God can give. And that peace, that connection, that relationship with God drives away the fear and the angst. Helps us to understand what matters, and importantly, allows us to simply be as human beings, to simply be all that God would have us be. But there's a little more to the story. The widow's integrity was born out of her deep trust in God, that no matter how much she was taxed, how much she was expected to give, what mattered to her was that no one could rob her of her soul. No one could take away what she knew mattered the most. It didn't mean that she sailed through life without a care in the world, that her hard work to simply survive didn't come at a price, probably one of being physically worn out. But she knew, because her heart was in the right place, because she trusted God, that she was and always would be okay. And because of this, she gave everything she had. One of the commentators in the Interpreter's Bible wrote this, and remember this, this is wonderful and deep. Love is a spendthrift, leaves its arithmetic at home, is always in the red, and God is love. You can bet your life that the nameless widow in the story, who simply went about her life, her business with quiet trust, would never have dreamt of being famous. But here all of us are 2,000 years later, marveling at her simple example of trust and what matters most in the eyes of God. A simple trust that, if I'm honest, leaves me somewhat envious. But it also encourages me to understand on a daily basis that God never leaves us nor forsakes us, that God is always there, no matter how much money we do or don't have in the old bank account. And this story of the widow's mite should be spelt M-I-G-H-T. Amen. Now we're going to take up the offering. I'm getting the receptacles.